Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That is not Tool, but it is Undertow. That is the Pistols at Dawn. That's an old throwback called Undertow. And the Pistols at Dawn, it's a Madison-bred instrumental surf rock band. They draw inspiration from Pulp Fiction sound rather than traditional vocal surf music. And they're known for a high-energy style featuring heavy reverb, farfisa-driven organ, and steady 4/4 beats. The band is celebrating 20 years of existence Saturday, May 2nd at the Crystal Corner Bar over there on Willie Street. And in the studio with us tonight is Farfiga organist Tim Consequence and bassist Matt Viper of the Pistols at Dawn. Tim, Matt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rocker.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Oh, man, thanks for coming down. You know, Tim, before we hear about the Pistols at Dawn, how did you get started in music? And more importantly, what is a Farfisa organ and how did you choose that?
I'll get to the farfisa part.
How much books do you want to write?
How'd you get started in music?
Well, it all goes back to grade school, the music class. The teacher would hand out the recorders and come around with germicidal spray.
Oh, I remember those.
Hot cross buns.
That's where I started. So then, you know, it came time to choose a brass instrument for a school band. Mm. You know, the saxophone's a cool instrument, but way too many buttons on
there.
Come
on, man.
Yeah, the saxophone over here.
So I went with the cornet, you know, three buttons, three valves. And I was, second chair in sixth grade. And then, you know, seventh grade, I'm...
Wait, so they only have two chairs, don't they?
They only had two. Seventh grade, I'm second to last chair. So I'm like, I've been watching MTV and, you know, USA Up all night. There's a lot of cool music on there.
Yeah.
So my mom helped me get an electric guitar.
Oh, nice.
So I played, you know, a couple months later, I'm doing Stairway to Heaven and, Deep Purple.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
But I really wanted to have somebody do that psychedelic question mark in the Mysterians Doors combo organ psychedelic garage sound. Mm-hmm. That's the Farfisa. I didn't know it then. Mm. But as soon as I figured it out, I started playing that thing.
How'd you get your first Farfisa?
At the old Audio Depot on East Johnson Street, $50.
Sure. Yeah. What is it about like the Farfisa that's sort of like different than say Hammond or other organs?
You know, I love the Hammond. I'm gonna say it's a regal sound. Mm-hmm. The Farfisa just gives you that party time vibe right out of the gate. You can't stop it.
Oh, weird. Is it like a sound effect that's in it or
transistors?
Transistors give it its original sound.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Who is your big Farfisa influence?
I'd have to agree with Jane here. Ray Manzarek.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. All right.
Ding ding. We need a point score here. Well, very good. And you have a studio, right?
That's correct. Acme Sound Studios down on Willie Street.
And that's where you record, and you record a lot of bands there,
I do.
Wow, nice. So how can people get a hold of your studio? Check the website out.
They can do that, but I think it's broken, and I'm not going to get those emails.
Acme?
But
Acme Studios?
It's Acme Sound Studios.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's give the bassist drum some. Like drummers, we know they don't get much. Matt Viper, how did you get started in music? What is your backstory?
Again, from when I was pretty young, grade school or maybe earlier, my mom had been in some program or educational path to be a concert pianist and then ended up starting a family instead. But there was always a piano around, so it was always something to work with and listen by ear. And everybody in the family seemed a little musical. My older brother played electric guitar in a British invasion band. And so I got to know what guitars and amps were.
And he must have had the record collection.
Oh, yeah. It led to quite a library in my mind, let's put it that way. Everything nice. From Liberty Valance to, the Ventures to, the Burt Bacharach, Dionne Warwick to serious rock from Elvis all the way through country rock to, Glenn Campbell, things like that. It was a big hodgepodge. My old man mostly listened to country and more pop rock, but my mom liked jazz. She liked jazz and classical, so I got exposed to that. They were real able to be supportive and generous and got a guitar into my hands. I never stopped playing the piano, but I just had a guitar in my hands now for a while, and it wasn't got to be good enough. But then I moved here, and it became obvious a bass player, keyboard player be 1,000 times more valuable than another guitar player.
So he's by me.
Yeah. Oh, by 86, I had switched to playing bass and could pretty much pick what band I could be in or things like that. So it worked out all right. It's been okay. I don't get to play keyboards in the live bands too much anymore, but it might come back around. You never know.
Now, the Pistols at Dawn. Instrumental surf punk, 20 years in the Mad City. Tell us about the Pistols at Dawn, and who else is in your historic band here?
We got Lex Broner on guitar. You might know him from the Four Aspirin Morning.
Oh, sure. Four Aspirin Morning, yep.
And we got Alex Emo Smith on drums.
Oh, yeah. Give the drummer some. Who does he play with? Anyone else?
He was doing a Foreigner tribute band, Juicebox Hero. Mm,
yeah, I've heard of that.
Beast of Bray Road for a while, things like that.
The Smart Studios 2007 tapes, they've been re-released in digital format. Tell us about the recordings of Pistols at Dawn, The Pistols at Dawn, and how to find them online.
Well, so we did a lot of shows on the road summer 2007. And on a upon returning to Madison, I had booked some time at the historic Smart Studios.
Oh, yeah.
I already had a 2-inch reel. And we went in there with producer Bo Sorensen, Bob Mold, and the Postal Service. And
oh, right.
He's gone on to do a lot of stuff. But anyway, we told them we're going to do 15 songs today. Recorded, mixed, and edited for distribution to the pressing plant via half-inch analog tape with leader spliced in between every song.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's like, I don't know if we can do it. I'm like, we can do it. We know these songs. We went in there at noon. Drummer showed up late.
Yeah, of course.
But we got all the songs.
He's a responsible parent now.
Including extra... He is.
Yeah. Oh.
We did all the songs, mixed everything down. Matt did some extra voiceovers for the Codename Viper bumper that I think you guys will be hearing later. That was 2007. We did the 7-inch record on that, and the rest of those tracks have been kind of languishing ever since.
Mm. Well, the Pistols at Dawn are celebrating 20 years of existence at the Crystal Corner next Saturday, May 2nd, along with the Compact Deluxe. Now, the Compact Deluxe, that's a band you also both play in. Talk about this anniversary show and what it means to be in a musical project that achieves 20 years.
Oh, boy. Well, it's something to be proud of. I mean, it's also something to be lucky. Yeah. Not all bands get to keep their lineup for 20 years. A lot of it's just a dice roll that you don't abandon. Don't turn your back on it. Keep playing at it. We for a while, Lex was in San Francisco. He moved back. Then we played some more, did some more shows. And now we're coming back to do our 20th anniversary show.
Now, how'd you guys get the name The Pistols at Dawn?
That was just one of our buddies had that as a name he wanted to start a band under. That never happened. When we started this new project back in 2006, it just kind of took on that moniker.
And I mean, you guys have must have lifelong friendships with guys in this band.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And for 20 years. Who else plays in the... we heard that. Let's go on. How do we keep up with the Pistols at Dawn and your band Compact Deluxe? Talk a little bit about that band, too.
Well, Compact Deluxe features our great friend Kayla Cush on vocals.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The DJ?
Yep. And she does a great job singing with us, but we started as a humble instrumental band doing, you know, AM radio singles, you know, whipped cream and other delights kind of stuff.
Naughtiest theme. The Price is Right, Naughtiest Theme.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I want to see the Compact Deluxe, and you can see them along with the Pistols at Dawn for their 20-year celebration at the Crystal Corner next Saturday, May 2nd. We have a tune that just came out, I think, yesterday that we're going to play. It's called Codename Viper, and I'm imagining there's a little story behind this one.
It's the theme song for a television show that we tell everybody about. It's and for example, it's going to come on right after Enterprise on Heroes and Icons.
I see.
But yeah, but every, you know, it always ends with the Viper. You know, he's kind of in trouble with either the Baron or Professor Mongoose, one of his arch enemies. And but he always, you know, you have to tune in a week later to find out if he's going to get
it's
out.
It's sponsored by CarShield.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It?
Remember, if you'd had CarShield, your checking account would be alive right now.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that. But no, it's a fictitious television.
No, but your last name is Viper.
Yeah,
is this related to this song?
Yeah, the initials stand for an operation we're not at liberty to discuss. But yeah, Viper's not my real name. No, it's not his real name either.
He became the personification of Viper.
Yeah, I see. All right. Well, let's hear the truth. This is Codename Viper. You're listening to the Pistols at Dawn on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When law-abiding citizens have a problem, they call the proper authorities. When the proper authorities have a problem, they call Viper.